In November, Alaska joined Colorado and Washington in legalizing the sale of recreational marijuana. In Colorado, they already had a legal system for medical marijuana. In Washington state, they turned the job of creating a regulatory system over to the Liquor Control Board. But in Alaska, it's the legislature that's trying to figure out ways to regulate the drug. And some of the changes being considered by Alaskan lawmakers have made voters angry. They think the changes tear up the intent of marijuana legalization. Alexandra Gutierrez is the state government reporter for Alaska Public Radio. She says it's been hard to keep up with all the changes to the various bills going through the Alaska state legislature.
It's almost turning into a circus out here, where we had a show and tell earlier this month where the Juneau Police Department, the Capitol Police Department, brought a bunch of bags of hashish and marijuana, and they had one Harry Potter water pipe. And these were being passed around a legislative committee room. And some people look like they'd never seen this stuff in their whole life. But the committee chair, I think she might have had the line of the day, which was, you know, I went to Berkeley in the 60s. I'm not even going to pretend I don't know what marijuana looks like. So it seems like people are coming at this from all sorts of education levels on the drug, all sorts of attitudes on the drug. When the bills were first moving through, we actually saw lawmakers being fairly progressive on the legislation. You know, they were making it so that marijuana would not be treated as a controlled substance. But now that one of the bills is in its final committee in the Senate, we're seeing a lot of changes being made that are actually tightening the initiative in a serious way, to the point that people are getting upset.
Now, give us some example of some of the ways that the Alaska Senate Finance Committee is changing the law or putting stricter regulations into the law that's getting people upset.
Well, the biggest change, I would say, is last week they passed an amendment very narrowly that outright bans concentrates. That would essentially kill the industry before it gets off the ground, just because so much of the business is done is in concentrates and edibles.
And that's like hash oil, or sort of not just marijuana in its leafy form.
Right. It can be hash oil. It can be any sort of marijuana products with THC in them, like chocolates, candies, or THC pills of sorts. Basically, anything that's not what you think of when you think of, well, someone smoking pot.
What else is being controversial in the way that the state legislature is thinking about changing or implementing regulations on marijuana?
After making it so that marijuana would not be a controlled substance, there was a change by the committee to reconsider it as a controlled substance. And while it wouldn't have much of a practical effect in terms of the way that the laws are implemented and people are treated under them, it does have symbolic importance. We would be among the first to treat marijuana not like a drug, but actually treat it like alcohol. So people are upset by that. There was also a change that would make it so that rural communities that aren't organized as cities would have to opt in as opposed to opting out. That has caused some concern among people. But I think a lot of the heartburn that we're seeing is just that some members of the legislature really don't really want the initiative to go through as it was voted upon. And with the way the Alaska Constitution is written, the legislature can come back and they can undo an initiative within 2 years. So there are people who are concerned that what's being signaled is, hey, we're not going to even let this get off the ground, and we're just going to get rid of it in 2 years. Now, not all legislators are behaving this way, and we are actually seeing probably even the majority take a more approach that's more of letting the will of the people win out, respecting the initiative language. So we'll see what actually comes through, but it actually does seem like it'll have a struggle being more restrictive.
Now, what happens if the regulatory changes don't make it through the legislature, if lawmakers can't agree on how to regulate and manage recreational marijuana in Alaska?
Well, one bill that might actually make it through dealing with marijuana is one that would establish a marijuana control board, you know, kind of like your alcoholic beverage control board. And so they could handle a lot of the regulations if the legislature does not elect to make its own. And if the ABC board or their new marijuana control board doesn't set up regulations, well, then municipalities can set up their own regulations. And we're already seeing some of that happen. Otherwise, the default is the initiative language is just the law of the land. People are allowed to possess a certain amount. People are allowed to buy a certain amount. And there are no real regulations on the sale of concentrates.
That's Alexandra Gutierrez, state government reporter for Alaska Public Radio. She regularly brings us news from Alaska.